From The Conversation, this is Politics with Michelle Grattan, a podcast where Michelle discusses the issues of the day with The Conversation's politics team.
Hi, my name's Amanda Dunn. I'm the Politics and Society Editor for The Conversation, and I'm speaking with Michelle Grattan. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Amanda.
Michelle, even though the COVID outbreak in New South Wales continues to be of great concern, and it hasn't reached the ACT yet, you would no doubt have noticed some changes to Parliament as it resumed this week.
That's right. Parliament's back after a break, and it's a bit like a ghost town, this building. All sorts of restrictions are in place. People are walking around in masks. The tables outside the coffee shop have all gone. Everything's takeaway. There are notices on chairs around the building to stop you sitting down, loitering. And of course, we've got far fewer MPs in the chamber and far fewer staff in the offices and corridors.
And Michelle, National Cabinet met last Friday to agree on an updated four-point plan for bringing COVID under control in the first instance and then hopefully reducing the need for us to keep going into lockdown when little outbreaks do occur.
We agreed today in principle the national plan to chart the way back. That plan, I confirm, has four phases. The current suppression phase, where we're vaccinating, where we're preparing and piloting the tools that we'll be using in subsequent phases. The transition phase, as it is now known, which is phase B, which we will move to when we hit the first vaccination target. The third phase is the consolidation phase, and then the final phase that follows beyond that.
One of the key benchmarks was for 80% of Australians aged over 16 to be vaccinated, which would open up a whole lot of new freedoms. Do we have any idea of when this will be and how realistic an ambition this is?
National Cabinet didn't put any timeline on its plan, and the 80% is in fact the more ambitious goal. It would be well down the track, and some people are bit doubtful that we'd ever achieve it anyway. But if we did get to the 80%, we would in fact have only very limited lockdowns. Say, for example, if there was an outbreak in an Indigenous community or in a particular suburb, then you might have a lockdown. But basically, we'd be moving past the general lockdown phase. Now, the more immediate target is for 70% of the over 16 population to be vaccinated. And that would see lockdowns being much more limited than at present, and a number of restrictions eased. And although there's no actual timetable on this, Scott Morrison has said he hopes we could get to that 70% by the end of the year. Now, that is fully vaccinated, two shots, and also this is a double target. So it means there has to be 70% nationally and also within the particular jurisdiction that's opening up, within New South Wales, within Victoria, whatever. So it is really quite ambitious even to get to that 70%, and certainly by the end of the year, given at the moment that we're only nudging 20% fully vaccinated. I think the point that the discussion about targets makes is that it is so vital that the government really gets this rollout moving faster and faster. It still really is too slow. There's the supply problem. But also I think that for many people, there's just not the convenience at the moment of enough access points that they can get vaccinated, that they can book quickly. You hear of people hours online. And also, one point that's now coming out is the need to get the younger people vaccinated. The Doherty modelling on which the targets are based was released today in Canberra, and this makes the point that those who are transmitting the virus very fast are the younger people, And those are the ones that at the moment are still at the back of the queue in terms of vaccination. So it's really vital that things speed up for that cohort.
Well, on that point, Labor has come up with a plan for speeding up vaccination. It wants to pay every Australian $300 to get vaccinated, including those who've already been vaccinated.
This is a national project, and providing this incentive is a common sense solution. What it would do as well is it would spark conversation. Conversations around the workplace, around communities. Have you got your $300 yet? Is a conversation that we want to start. Anything that starts the conversation about the need to get vaccinated is a good thing.
Now, the Prime Minister has flatly rejected that idea, but do you think he was wise to do so?
I think it's interesting that he went so hard today in reacting to this plan, because it's a popular sort of measure. Whether really spending $6 billion in this way would be justified is another thing, certainly at this point of the program, but it is likely to attract people. And I think that the Prime Minister is somewhat worried about the appeal of the measure, especially at a time when he's been having so much trouble with the program and getting it on track.
Yes, and just on lockdowns, which obviously are still continuing in New South Wales and Queensland as we speak, but he's changed his tune somewhat on lockdowns, hasn't he? Because he was once firmly opposed to lockdowns, largely for economic reasons. But since New South Wales' recent experience, he's starting to say different things about them now.
Certainly months and months ago, he was very praiseworthy of New South Wales for avoiding lockdowns, for managing the virus without having to shut everything up. And of course, New South Wales was praised as the gold standard. Now, of course, New South Wales has been criticised for not locking down fast enough. And again, a message coming through the Doherty modelling is that in this stage that we're in at the moment of trying to suppress community transmission, you need lockdowns not only to happen, but to be quite fast and pretty comprehensive.
And as the Prime Minister's mentioned, the experience with Delta has shown that under Phase A, at the present time, lockdowns should be optimally early, stringent and short. Next slide, please.
Prime Minister, of course, would explain his change of heart on this matter by saying that the Delta variant of the virus is something different from the earlier iteration of COVID because it moved so swiftly. But certainly there's been a quite marked shift in Scott Morrison's attitude.
All right, and we'll see what happens from here. Michelle, great to talk to you as always.
Thanks, Amanda.
Our theme music is by Blue Dot Sessions. You can find more podcasts from The Conversation on our website at theconversation.com.